I'm speaking with Sue Perlgut, a local filmmaker and director of the Senior Citizens Theater Group Troupe at Lifelong, who established Close to Home Productions. She wrote and directed the Women's Wisdom Project. The documentary about the project is being shown this coming Sunday, October 30th at 2 p.m. and also on November 3rd at 7 p.m. at Cinemopolis in downtown Ithaca. Sue, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
First off, can you tell me, why did you initiate a project to ask women about women's wisdom?
Well, I've been in theater for many, many, many years, and I'm a fairly new filmmaker. I've been making films for the past 10 years, and that's new. I have always worked with other filmmakers, and I wanted to do a project on my own. So I came up with the idea of doing a multimedia project of theater and film with women. That's always my priority, is working with women about women. Many years ago, I did a very small piece on women's advice for a couple of groups. And I thought I would enlarge upon that by having a survey online, which asked women about their advice to other women, and then interviewing women. So actually having interviews of women talking about their advice, and then it kind of morphed into advice and wisdom. So as I went along with it, it's been changing and growing, and it's really, in many ways, a works in progress. It could be different. If I kept working on it, it would be different in 3 weeks. So I applied for a grant, an artists in community grant at Community Arts Partnership in 2015. And lo and behold, I got the grant and I'm working on this project.
Is the project just going on in Ithaca?
Yes. So this is Tompkins County based. It's all women who have lived, who live, have lived, or have visited Tompkins County. So even though there might be some women in it that don't look familiar to people, they're visitors. So yes, it's all Tompkins County based, and I interviewed about 40 women, and the survey was taken by many, many women. Unfortunately, I only got the names of about 35 women or more. So it's going to be a piece that has the voices of about 70 women in Tompkins County.
Did you try to interview women from different walks of life and from different professions?
I actually wanted it to be very intergenerational, and I wanted it to have a broad spectrum of ethnicity. I think I've achieved some of that. I'm not so good on the spectrum of young women. I've got a few, I think I've done a good job on the women I've interviewed in terms of representing Ithaca.
Did you find something unique about Ithaca women and their wisdom?
You know, it's interesting. I've lived here for so long that...
How long?
I think it's about 34 years now. I came from New Jersey, through New York City up to here, that I don't know. You know, is it Ithaca wisdom, Tompkins County wisdom? Is this wisdom that women share all over the country? It would be interesting for women outside of Tompkins County to see. But, you know, I really believe that a lot of what we say is very universal. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of recognition of people in the audience who say, oh, yes, oh, yes. I think it's going to be a lot of that, and things people saying, oh, that happened to me, or something like that happened to me. So I think in the long run, it is very universal. I think women's lives, things that have happened to us, I think it is universal, yes.
And you mentioned earlier the survey. I'm wondering, what kind of themes did you explore in that survey?
So in the survey, I asked 7 questions, and it was an online survey. So the first question was, what is the best advice an older woman ever gave you? What is the worst advice an older woman ever gave you? What advice would you give somebody, older or younger? What advice, what do young women have today that you wish you had had? I mean, in other words, what's going on now that older women now? Those are just some of the questions I asked. Mm-hmm. And the answers are very interesting, and some are similar and some are very different.
I noticed that a number of women shared their grandmother's wisdom. How, and this is on the website for Women's Wisdom Project, how has women's wisdom changed over time?
You know, it's interesting. Some of the things that grandmothers told us are no longer working. Some are, you know. I'm not going to give it away. you have to come see it. But yes, there's some things grandmothers told us that we can roll our eyes with. But it was of the time. Mm-hmm. It was their time. It was something that worked for them. It doesn't work for us. There is wisdom, though, that we were given that we can still pass to our granddaughters.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that men have important wisdom to share with women?
Yeah, I do. And I would say one of my major role models was my father. However, I really want women's voices because our voices aren't heard. You can see what's going on in this election. We're trying, you know, there's a woman running for presidency and she's undergoing such derision and nasty things, although nasty is okay these days. So that I think the more women are heard, the better we are. It's always been something I've done. When I lived in New York City, I started a feminist theater troupe called It's All Right to Be Woman Theater. We told stories from our lives because at that time, women weren't talking about themselves. We weren't talking about who we are. It was Hollywood. It was TV's version. So it's very important to me, although there are many men who are role models for many of us, to have women's voices be what is seen and heard.
Do you think that it's important to get this message, say, off the big screen and into social media and so that other many people can hear the words of these women?
Yes. Yeah, so it's, you know, it's a reading and it's a film. So it's a reading. My readers are reading what people wrote on the survey and then the video part. One of my visions was to have as many voices as possible. So I have 38 interviews in this short piece. Some women are on for 3 seconds, some are 15, but they're all giving really interesting pieces of advice. And my plan is to hopefully have the readers read so I can put them, I can actually make this into a film and make it available online. And the reason I have a Facebook page where I'm putting up clips that from the interviews. Some of these clips are not in the film, some are, but I'm going to keep putting up clips from all the different interviews I had. The another exciting thing that's happened, as I said, this is morphing and there's a lot going on, is that the Tompkins County Public Library invited me to have an installation for Women's History Month in 2017. And we're calling it Putting the Her Back into History. And it's going to be an installation of all the interviews, edited, of course, so that one can go in and click on someone's name and watch their interview. It will also be, there'll also be the notebook of all the answers of the survey, and then there'll be a notebook for women to write their own answers and their own wisdom and share it. So it is, you know, it's gone from a performance piece, now it's morphing into an installation.
So just getting back to the event that's happening this Sunday, you're going to have some people there present at Cinemopolis reading?
Yes. Yeah, so there are three readers who read. There's the film and the readers working together. Mm-hmm. So you'll see film, you'll hear readers, you'll see film, you'll hear readers, and that's how it's going to work. So it's multimedia.
Who would you like to see come to watch the performance?
Well, I would like every woman who I interviewed to come see themselves. I would love it if young women came. There is sexually explicit language in the piece. I kept in what people said. I decided I wasn't going to be the censor. So I would say it's for, you know, young women, I guess, 16 and up. I would love it because I'm hoping they would learn something. You know, maybe listen to us, maybe not, you know, maybe roll their eyes like we did. And I just want women from all over Tompkins County, come see what their sisters or their friends or whatever are saying.
And do you think that men should come out?
Oh, I think men should come too. Absolutely. Yes. My husband will be there and there'll be other men there. Yes. I think, you know, yeah, it's absolutely.
So just looking out into the future, I mean, do you think that you could see women's wisdom projects happening around the country.
You know, that's interesting, Esther, because it's exactly what I see. I really would love to, it's such a simple format in some ways, mm-hmm. to take this or have people take the idea and do it in their own communities. Yes, I would love to have this grow and become something, you know, around the country, neighborhoods or, you know, cities, communities, clubs, whatever. To do this kind of thing would be fantastic. There's also the possibility of the script being available along with the film for colleges, it would be colleges, for young women in colleges if they would like to do this.
And how can our listeners find out more information about the event?
They can go to www.facebook.com/womenswisdomfilm. I think that's right. Mm-hmm. they could go to closetohomeproductions.com and check Women's Wisdom.
Okay, and we can link to those two sites on the WRFI webpage.
Great, and also Cinemopolis is selling tickets online. You can buy them at the door. Oh, and I should say that the ticket price is to support both, to benefit both the project and local high school gender equality groups. So that I will be donating some of the proceeds to the gender equality groups in our local high schools.
Sue Perlgut, filmmaker and editor of the documentary Women's Wisdom Project, thanks very much for speaking with me today.
Thank you. Thanks, Esther.